Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 3, Part 3. Some things you just can't change, no matter what. Darn, that's a hard one to swallow. The inevitability of change. Can you find anything that is not subject to change? It's a serious question I ask you. Of course, you might say death and taxes, but we know that's silly because taxes do change whatever kind you have to pay. And death, from some perspectives, just brings you back into life, which then sends you into death. So change happens here because life and death is a polar pair, as is birth and death. So either way you look at it, I want you to take a minute and try and find something that's not subject to change. Most of us never actually think about it, or we think we have the answer to that, and we know, of course, everything changes. But I'm asking you to think about it in terms of your life and how it affects your life if you become conscious that everything has to change sooner or later. Whatever comes into existence must move out of existing as it was, eventually and automatically. It happens without us doing a thing. It is the flow of life. That's what we're looking at. A breath, a day, a job, a family, all of these things come into being and then move out of being. They exist and then they don't, and something else exists. This is what unfolds moment to moment, and awareness of the inevitability of change brings you closer to being able to perceive the arising and passing away of every one of these things as part of the flow, the freshness of life creating itself again and again. So facticity number one, everything changes. This is like fundamental. So I don't want you to gloss over it. I want you to really contemplate this week. Think about and be present to how everything in your life is changing, down to a full cup of tea to an empty cup of tea, from an open hand to a closed hand. Nothing can stay the same. It is a profound awakening when you start to get it and apply it to your daily life and your journey. When you can release the goal of reaching permanence, it frees you to keep moving with the river's flow gracefully and efficiently. It looks kind of fun then, doesn't it? And when you release the goal of permanence, it frees you to consciously interrupt your unconscious striving for an unreachable goal, that being the permanence of whatever it is you're wanting to hold on to and have never change. It's an amazing freedom that comes. But, oops, there is one exception. So I'm going to just note it here so that you can relax. And that's in the process of creativity, creating products for our everyday world. You can focus on permanence there. It seems to be quite reasonable when you're creating a product. You want it to last, a service, knowledge, objects of art, those kinds of things. Knowing deep inside, even as you strive for it, that they are going to change. All right, sooner or later. The goal of permanence. If you have that as your goal, it will create a desire within you for pleasant emotional and mental states to last forever, for eternity. Now that creates the problem because it is impossible given the reality of the flow of life and how it moves and how change is absolutely a permanent phenomena. So just imagine the thrilling kiss that you either have had or you imagine lasting forever. You could never eat again. For me, that would be a real problem. Okay. The bad news here about releasing the goal of permanence is, might make you a little blue, you can't make positive, pleasant experiences and emotions last forever. That is the bad news. However, when you release the goal of impermanence, there is also good news, paradoxical. And the good news is negative, unpleasant experiences and emotions can't last forever either. Well, that is definitely cause for celebration. Okay. What is unavoidable is unavoidable. And that is what we're trying to get our unconscious mind to recognize. And remember, we're struggling with the direction filter here because it does not want us to relax with what is unavoidable. So what is unavoidable? Change. Check. Getting to know that. Opposites. Check. And paradox. Check. All of these things are unavoidable, and our goal in this work is to help you get your unconscious mind to begin to relax into embracing all of these as the way it works and the way it is. So what is the goal here? Acceptance of what you cannot change. And this is important. I'm saying it here because people get confused and they think that the goal is tolerating all of these three things, change and opposites and paradox. No, that is not the goal, nor is resignation. In your own self, explore the difference of how it feels in your body when you literally can accept something and when you become resigned to it. They're completely different. Acceptance allows you to move to a different level of consciousness. Tolerance and resignation basically keeps you right where you were and in the same relationship to those things, wanting them to go away. Okay, here's your homework for this module. Name something that doesn't change. Is life easier if you stop trying to create permanence? What's the bad news about permanent change? Expound on your answers here a little bit. What's the good news about permanent change? And are resignation and tolerance the same as acceptance? Try and answer these questions without looking back at the slides, just to see how much you've absorbed, and then feel free to go back and look. Okay, that's it for right now. See you in the next video. Much love.